Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
It's a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Can't make the right decisions? Is your relationship on the rocks? Is your job dragging you down? Not sure what your purpose is? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? Each week, you'll discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. This hit call-in show will feature the best of the best in professional coaching, leaving no stone unturned. Get ready to get clear about what you want, learn what you need to learn, and take transformative action to bring your dreams to life. Now, here is your host, Karen Florence.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Karen Florence, and you're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence, a show about coaching. I'd like to start the show off today just doing a little touch with Keep Your Word. As you recall, our very first show was with Vladimir. He is the founder of Keep Your Word and the new app that has just been released, keepyourword.com. So, this is a great tool for coaches and for anyone who really wants to make change in their lives and put some structure and accountability around it. So we've had Vladimir do some tips for us, and we're going to play one of those tips right now. So just sit back and take a listen to what Vladimir has to say.
Hi, I'm Vladimir Gerasichev, the creator of the Keep Your Word project. When we talk about making improvements in our life, we tend to think we have to change something, and as a result, we sometimes feel stuck. The first rule of Keep Your Word is that it's not about change. First, change automatically focuses on past behavior, and you cannot change the past. Second, you don't want just to throw out everything you already have. Think of it this way. You have what you have in life thanks to who you are. At the same time, you don't have in your life what you don't have also because of who you are. So stop focusing on changing yourself. Focus on creating something new. It gives you the opportunity to declare a promise and to create new results by keeping your word. Go to my website at keepyourword.com or download my free iPhone app to help you start creating something new today. Keeping your word every day can change your life forever.
Okay, great. You can access more information about Keep Your Word on our website, onpurposewithkarenflorence.com, or of course you can go to keepyourword.com, and that'll give you all the information and the download as well. I'd like to start today's show off by reading another poem. I know when I was in coaching school, I had fallen in love with poetry, and I think that it is so heart-touching, and so I'd like to start off each show with a poem, and the poem that we've chosen for today is called Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair. Yours, and I will tell you about mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies, the deep trees, the mountains, and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. No matter who you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination. Calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. Again, that's a poem called Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. We have a great show today. One of the Tabula Rasa coaching team members is going to be with us, and he's actually on the line with us right now, Anthony Eldridge Rogers. He is the founder of Foundation for Recovery Coaching in the UK. So with no further ado, let's just get right to Anthony and get right to this, because this is a great topic, something that is near and dear to my heart. And so, Anthony, welcome.
Oh, hi, Karen, and thank you so much for inviting me onto the show. It's fantastic to be here.
You are so welcome. And Anthony and I are not only colleagues, but we have another struggle that we are comrades in, and that is Italian verbs, because Anthony now lives in Perugia, Italy, and also struggling with the Italian language. So he and I are, you know, traveling down the road on this. His children are already speaking Italian to him, and he does not know what they're saying. So I think that's great.
Yes, they're giving me classes in Italian now. So that's
there you go.
Pretty impressive after 6 months.
Yeah, seriously. The young mind is so easy to grab. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the Foundation for Recovery Coaching. Tell us what that is and how it got started. So just give us a little bit of background.
Oh, sure. Well, the foundation is really the vehicle for bringing recovery coaching to the world. So, you know, it's an organization that was set up to deliver, if you like, a structure or create a structure to deliver coaching training and if you like, awareness and information to people looking for some kind of recovery who might want to engage in different ways of thinking and really start looking at how coaching could support them. So the foundation's purpose is really to, you know, to be a structure and a gateway for all of that.
Great. So, you know, this actually, we're going to talk to both sides of this coin today, because we certainly want to get information out to those people who are looking for recovery and recovery coaching. But I also want to address coaches, because I know there's a lot of coaches out there listening today about recovery coaching. And the, you know, there seems to be a stigma about recovery work. So let's just talk a little bit about that to get started. So tell me what your experience about that is, and
Karen, maybe I can start off, and maybe if it's okay with you, I'm going to kind of up the ante a little bit straight away out of the box here for coaches, because you know, I obviously know a lot of coaches and interact with a lot of coaches and have done over the years. And what I began to notice was that whenever I brought up the, you know, my area of interest, which was working with people in recovery, and at that point, recovery coaching was primarily concerned with, you know, associated with sort of addiction recovery and substance and behavior misuse recovery. So whenever I bring it up, the general response of coaches would fall into kind of two categories. It would be like the, whoa, 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 scary, that doesn't really have anything to do with me. And to the others who sort of saying, well, it doesn't really exist in my world. You know, there were kind of two responses. And what got me thinking, and as I did a lot of research, I'm big on my research, if you like. So I like to go out there and find information about things. And I think you and I have talked about this already. You know, these issues are huge in our society. You know, they permeate every level of it. It you know, knows no economic barriers. You know, primarily, it can strike down the highest executive, or it can strike down, you know, your average Joe on the street. There is nobody, if you like, or no cultural group or socioeconomic group that has some kind of immunity to this. And that includes coaches, right? So, so if you, and the statistics tell us that if you put, a certain number of people in a room, you are going, and you were able to research those people, you would find these issues are alive in that group. There are people who are affected by them. There are people who are actively involved in those challenges. So, and that would apply to a room full of coaches. So the idea, my first real point is that the idea that coaches are somehow immune or outside of that is a piece of erroneous thinking, if you like. So the first thing we need to know is we need to know it affects us all. And it affects coaches, it affects everyone, you know, in society. It affects our communities at every level. So, and coaches are no exception. So my call to action really for coaches is to say, look, you know, this is in and around your coaching practice. Whether you have it on your radar, whether you are focused on it, whether you have consciously brought it into that practice or your awareness or the conversations with your clients, it's there. All right. And for some people, it's the elephant in the room. You know, it's the bit that nobody wants to talk about.
Right.
Can I just make one final point? You know, there may be coaches out there who've had this experience, which is working with a client for a while, and maybe after, you know, however long, maybe just a few weeks or it might be a few months, they will suddenly disclose something to you about a relative, maybe about themselves, maybe about somebody close to them. And they will say, you know, there's this problem which I haven't been able to talk about that I feel it's very hard to talk about. And they bring that into the coaching relationship. And, you know, it can be a bit of a bombshell for some coaches because they find themselves thinking, wow, you know, what am I going to do with that? So, you know, I've had that experience, certainly myself, you know, early on in my coaching practice. So I'd be curious to know who else has had it as well.
Oh, I'm sure all of us have had it. And, you know, you and I did a little experiment a few months ago where I posed a question on a bunch of LinkedIn groups saying that I have a client who's all of a sudden told me that they are addicted to drugs or they were drinking or whatever the scenario I put out. And overwhelmingly, the response was, you just leave that to the professionals. But as you said yesterday, we are the professionals. We've got to cut to break. And when we come back, let's pick up there about what this thing that's going on in our heads, but you know, the coach's head, about why we don't want to be touching or why we are fearful of touching this subject within our practices. So just, you know, hold tight. We'll be right back.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app, Keeping Your Word, Changing Your Life Forever.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Hi, Hi, welcome back. This is Karen Florence on Purpose with Karen Florence. And today our guest is Anthony Eldridge Rogers of Foundation for Recovery Coaching. And we're talking about recovery coaching, just to begin with, about how it affects coaches and their coaching practice. So, Anthony, let's go back to what is that fear that coaches have around dealing with people who are in recovery?
Well, Karen, I think there's a few reasons why anxiety arises in people, and some of that is to do with, popular myths that we have about people who have problems with these things, and some of it's to do with how we've sort of been educated at a social level to think about, problem drinking or addiction or people who take drugs. So there's a few things in the mix, and you know, there's never just one response that a coach might have. But I do think from my conversations with coaches and talking to them in the trainings that we run, one of the common things is that they're scared that they're going to do something wrong. They're scared that that somehow they're going to say something to that client or that is going to make the situation of the client's in worse. That's often a very real anxiety that they don't know what to do. And that is often also attached to this idea that drinking problems or drug problems and so on can only be, if you like, addressed out of a kind of treatment or medical model, that it's something that has to be taken to somebody who's, if you like, positioned as a medical expert or a psychotherapist or a therapist. So that's often the default position. And of course, coaches, you know, most coaches would say, well, I'm not a therapist, you know, that's not what I do, and would distinguish themselves from the therapeutic role. So would feel perhaps that if they start bringing this into the coaching session, that they're sort of treading into therapeutic territory. So those are really the key things that I think bring coaches to feeling anxious about it.
You know, it's so interesting because as coaches, we know it is not our job to problem solve. That right. This really is something that belongs to the client. And yet when it comes to addiction and recovery, we are feeling responsible in some ways. And we need to be reminded that this is about behaviors of the client, not yeah. about our ability to solve their problem, which we cannot do no matter what anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
I was going to jump in there, because I was smiling here as you were saying that, because, you know, I mean, what happens is that we immediately get drawn into going to the solving place, to the fixing place, mm-hmm. to what I call the treating place. And, of course, you know, we know, and you've just said, you know, it isn't a treatment. Coaching isn't a treatment. You know, it's not something we don't diagnose a problem and we don't go in there and sort of then fix it, you know, so.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And, you know, in our society today, we have this big belief that 12-step programs are the way to go with recovery treatment. So, and look, I use that word treatment, right, automatically without even thinking. So talk to us about the difference between a 12-step program and recovery coaching.
Okay, well, first of all, you know, as you and I spoke about earlier, the word recovery is often associated with 12-step recovery. So, and that's for a fairly good reason that in you know, 12-step programs have grown enormously in various countries in the world, and the word recovery has been used in association with that process. In recovery coaching, and certainly in the last 5 years, recovery has really been expanded out to mean a lot of other things other than 12-step programs. So now we have the idea that someone can be in recovery and never have been anywhere near 12-step program. So that's the first thing to do, is to just uncollapse the word from 12-step fellowships. Now, I want to, out of the box, I just want to say I'm a huge fan of 12-step programs. So I think they're extraordinary. I think they offer an amazing community for people. I think that they are astonishing, really, in how they can help some people transform their lives. But the error that we've made, and really this has been an error of the medical community, again, the treatment community, is to think that 12-step fellowships are the answer, you know, is the pathway and is the one thing that everybody ought to be doing who's looking to deal with these issues. None of the evidence and the research supports that idea. What it shows us is that for some people, 12-step programs are fantastic and are really powerful and really transformative. But we also see a large group of people for whom it doesn't work and who are looking for other pathways. So 12-step programs are part of a bigger picture of options around how to recover. Now, recovery coaching, where does it sit in relation to all of that? Recovery coaching is described like this. I call it, it's a gateway relationship. When you are coaching someone who's in recovery, what you're actually doing is you're actually the gateway, that relationship is the gateway to a lot of different things. It can be the gateway to 12-step programs, the gateway to therapy, the gateway to medical treatment, even rehabilitation treatment in treatment center. It can be the gateway to a number of engagements, and the coach is actually holding the gateway frame, if you like, with a client and working with them for the to help the client unravel what exact engagements and pathways they need to engage with to help them develop their recovery. So that's really where the recovery coaching relationship sits. It's not an alternative to 12 steps or anything else. It's actually something that happens in front of all of that.
Okay. You know, when I was on the website yesterday looking at some of the information that you have on your website, I noticed that this obviously is important to you because you have it highlighted in red, that this is a non-linear approach. So define that for us. What does that actually mean?
Well, it essentially, you know, it's like it's holistic and non-linear. And I mean, essentially what it means is that it's not a question that if you do A and then B and then C and then D, bingo, you get recovery out of the end. What we've discovered is that everybody's particular trajectory, if you like, is different. So different people need different things at different times. So some people need to be heavily involved in community, for instance. That's one of the ways that they get support in their recovery. Some people do not need a lot of involvement in community. They need perhaps something more health-related. They want to go and join a gym. They want to do something about getting fit. Some people want to take up certain kinds of sports or social activities. Some people want to get involved in their community. There's lots of different ways that people engage. And the pathway through that, you can imagine it, Karen, is more like a series of sort of zigzags in you know, two steps to the left, one step forward, three steps back, five sideways, and so on. That's typically how it looks. And what we're looking for really is, if you like, a meta view would be to look back and say, what is the overall direction? I see all these little movements left, right, and up and down and so on, but what is the overall movement? And providing the overall movement is in the direction of recovery for that person, and it seems to be working for them, then we're not really concerned with, you know, which direction they're actually going in at any given moment. So it's a nonlinear process. And it's really important because what tends to happen in treatment environments is they tend to make linear propositions to people. If you do this, this will happen. If you do this, this will happen. And this will you do this, this will happen. Oh, that it was so easy. You know, if it was that easy, you and I wouldn't be having this conversation. I wouldn't have a foundation for recovery coaching. And people would just be stepping into these kind of pipelines of solutions and would be getting, you know, popping out the other end, sorted out. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, you and I had a great conversation yesterday. We could have gone on forever with this conversation, but the bottom line of it really came to that point of no judgment. And that really is, I want us really to get across to our listeners about how the wonderful thing about coaching is, number one, it is not about judgment. You are where you are. We hold you whole and resourceful. And that really is a very big foundation of recovery coaching, is it not?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's one of the things that I'm most excited about and most proud about is the fantastic power of creating a coaching relationship with somebody, particularly somebody who perhaps is been through a period of time where they've had a lot of challenges. A lot of things have happened, perhaps really painful for them. They may have had, you know, lost their jobs. They may have problems with their close personal relationships. When they step into that relationship of non-judgment, that place where they are held complete in the present moment, and I think you may have read, we have four foundational principles, mm-hmm. and one of the most powerful ones, and the one which often provokes the most controversy in our training sessions is, you know, that recovering people are complete in the present moment, i.e. they do not need fixing, they do not need us to intervene with them, that what they are in this present moment is complete, and they are not judged in any way for how they show up. And that is a very powerful relationship and sits right at the heart of the work we do.
Right. You know, we're going to... Okay, we're coming up on a break in a few minutes, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about what those recovery principles are. But I also want to call out for our listeners that the language that we use has embedded judgment in it. And, you know, yesterday we talked about this, about there's a new book out there called Clean, which is a wonderful book about the journey of a young man who was addicted to drugs. But the very word clean, you pointed out right away, you jumped right on that. What is the opposite of clean? It's dirty. And the language that we use embeds judgment automatically. So just, you know, for the next 30 seconds, just talk about that a moment.
Yeah, the whole implicit, explicit priming piece, I'm sure you're familiar with implicit priming. You know, we hear language used around us all the time, and it has an impact on us that we don't necessarily realize. All of these words like clean, junkie, addict, and so on, they carry baggage for people. And when you put that label on somebody, something changes, an energy shifts. What we do is we say we need to be really conscious and start thinking about the words we're using to describe people. For precisely the reason you pointed out, the opposite of clean is dirty. And are we going to start saying that people are dirty? You know, it's not something that I want to do. And it's not something that I think energetically anybody wants to feel, that they are described in that way. So whilst I respect everybody's right to self-describe themselves, you know, call themselves what they want, my question is, you know, as coaches, we need to start really watching what's coming out of our mouth and listening carefully to those words and languages and making sure that we understand what the potential impact of them is.
Right. It's a great point. Okay, we're going to cut to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the four principles of recovery coaching. We'll be right back.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is Karen Florence, your host. Our call-in number today is 800-930-2819. For any of those of you who have questions that you would like to ask Anthony, please feel free to call in and we'll get you on the air. I just want to give Anthony a few moments to just tell us a little bit about how we can reach him. By now, I'm sure the coaches out there, for sure, your curiosity is piqued. So just take a minute, Anthony, and tell us about maybe the conference that's coming up, about the foundation itself.
Thanks, Karen. Yes, last year we had the first ever International Recovery Coaching Conference, which was really exciting. We held it in London. The idea, recovery coaching has been mentioned, if you like, as a sidebar at a number of other conferences, you know, in previous years, but it's never had a conference of its own. And we set out to put a stake in the ground, if you like, to have an event where we could really rally different groups of people around a common flag, which is this idea of what coaching has got to offer recovery and how we can build recovery from there. And so we had a lot of different groups come together to the conference. Very exciting. We had speakers from all over the world, particularly from the States. And we also had some people come from Europe, South Africa, and so on. So it was a very exciting event. We've got the next conference coming up again in London in the fall this year, 21st and 22nd of October. Details are available on our website. Shall I get the website out now? Or
yes, please, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, it's for anyone who's looking for information, you know, about the conference and also about our work, you can go to www.recoverycoachingfoundation.co.uk. That's recoverycoachingfoundation.co.uk. And there you can see a lot more information about the training that we offer and the principles sitting behind recovery coaching and what it's all about.
All right, great. And those of you who did not get that written down real quick, you certainly can go to onpurposewithkarenflorence.com, and all of Anthony's information is on our site as well. And he is one of our team members, so there is a bio and a lot of information about Anthony on our site under team. Okay, so let's go back to the four principles of recovery coaching. So what are they?
Okay, so these four principles are really the ground on which we stand our coaching practice. And when we do the training programs, they're sort of like the place where the coach stands in terms of their come from place when they're working with clients. They're also principles for people who are, you know, looking for recovery to read and learn and sort of stick to, if you like, and it will really help them navigate their way through their recovery. So what are they? The first one, and there's no particular order of this, you know, they're not one isn't much more important than the other. But the first one is that recovery always comes from the person in recovery, i.e. the recoveree. That's pretty important because, you know, typically people tend to think, and, you know, we talked about that whole fixing piece, you know, where coaches think, oh, you know, I'm getting involved in something that I need to fix, problem I need to solve. Recovery cannot be put into people. It cannot be sort of, you know, placed into them by an outside agency, a person or a treatment program. We hold that recovery actually emerges from people naturally as a spontaneous expression of who they are in their lives and how they want to move forward and how they want to shift away from their challenges. And what we need to do as coaches is create an environment where that is really likely to happen. We want to create a setting where recovery can emerge from the person we're coaching. And it's quite a good, you know, it's quite a good thing to remind yourself all the time, you know, when you feel drawn to, like, I think I'll just give them some solutions here. I'll just kind of offer them my best advice, mm-hmm. which is really kind of telling them what to do. Mm-hmm. We can just remember, no, it's going to come from them. You know, we're here to listen deeply to people and to hear the emergence of their recovery. So that's a pretty important principle.
It is.
And
I was going to say, before you go on to number two, we have someone on the line who would like to ask a question, Eleanor from New York City. So, Brian, you can put Eleanor on and we can have her question.
Eleanor, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Yes, I'm interested in finding out about working with adolescents in helping them through the recovery process. What would be some insights? Some, you know, when someone starts using at a young age, because I work with that population, are there any techniques that would be advisable that make a difference?
Shall I go for it, Karen?
Yes, Anthony, like please. Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Also, for, you know, first of all, for coming on the call and asking the question. Simple answer, you know, coaching is a wonderful way to work with adolescents. And so I always would say, first of all, establishing a good coaching relationship with young people is really beneficial to them. I think there's a little bit of a collapse that tends to go on. We tend to sort of make up perhaps stories that, you know, adolescents are somehow, you know, different to older people. But, you know, when you really sort of get to know young people, you understand that they're kind of trying to figure out the same kinds of things the rest of us, you know, how to live my life with values, how to do things that are meaningful to me, how to be in community, how to feel respected and, you know, and experience a valuable life. And I think that in terms of recovery coaching, we often see that a lot of the experimentation around those kinds of things, like, you know, drugs and so on, is often expressions of trying to find a pathway or trying to manage their emotional pathway through their lives. And I think really putting an emphasis on supporting them in this, what is really essentially a deeply transitional period of life, is really the first place to start. Is there any particular recovery coaching, you know, difference, if you like? Well, I would say, yes, you need to understand, you know, what's going on with adolescents in terms of working with them, you know, where they are developmentally, because we know that there's a lot of chemical cocktails happening. We know that there's a lot of developmental processes going on in the brain and so on. And we need to be mindful of the fact that they are not yet matured into mature adults. They're in the process of maturing. So we need to understand that that brings certain issues to the fore and certain things which wouldn't be appropriate if you were, for instance, coaching somebody who was, you know, much older in their sort of 30s, 40s, or even 50s. So does that help, Eleanor?
Yes. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Eleanor, thank you for calling. We appreciate you calling in and asking the question. So, Anthony, let's get to recovery process number, recovery principle number two.
Okay, so number two says the recovery process, so the process that somebody is in that they describe as recovery, increases a recovery's or their own self-knowledge and ability to make choices. So the recovery process increases a recovery's self-knowledge and ability to make choices. What we're saying then, that whatever the recovery process is that the person is in, there is going to be an expansion of self-knowledge, that people will be developing more self-awareness. They'll understand more about how they work, why they do the things they do, why they make the responses they make. And therefore, from that place, they'll be able to make choices in a wider range. You know, they'll be able to make choices differently rather than having a very limited, set of choice options in front of them, if you like. So there's this idea that, you know, there's always this expansion in the recovery process. If you don't see it there, if choices are not increasing, if self-knowledge is not increasing, we want to be very curious about what's going on in that recovery process, because that's really what people are there for. People are in that relationship saying, I want something to change. I want something to be different. I want to transform myself in some way. And for that to happen, they're going to need more knowledge about themselves, and they're going to be able to make, they're going to want to make and be able to make different choices. So that principle really, you know, makes sure that we're always aware that that is what we need to be looking for our clients.
Okay, great. So number three.
Number three, recovery develops through relationship with the self, others, systems, and communities. Quite a wordy one there. Simply put, we are all of us in relationship all the time. We have a relationship with ourselves. We have a relationship with each other. We have a relationship with communities, you know, whatever that community is. That could be a family community. It could be, you know, 12-step community. It could be a church community. It could be a sports community. But wherever we are a connected community, there are relationships going on. And also we have relationships with systems. Systems are slightly different to communities in the sense that systems is really about the relationship you have with, you know, social structures, you know, like the local authority where you live, or, you know, the local council, or local city authority, those kinds of systems. You know, we're in relationship with those to some degree as citizens. What we're saying is that recovery is going to develop in some way through all of those different systems. It's going to come from that interaction that we have either with ourselves or with other people or with communities or a mixture of all of those. And pointing, if you like, to that relationship piece is really, really important, because most people are in, you know, will always express in a coaching conversation with the relationships they're in, you know, this is how I feel about myself, this is how I feel about other people, this is how I feel about my local council and so on. So relationship is key, and we really just want to put some emphasis on it, Karen, to make sure that we're always realizing that relationship is so important.
And it certainly is. Okay, we have 1 minute to go, so let's see if we can fit in number four.
Okay. Well, luckily, we mentioned number four already. Number four, recovering people are complete in the present moment and yet continuously changing. I love this principle. A lot of people who come to our trainings who've been, from previous disciplines, a lot of people who come from counseling backgrounds and so on struggle a little bit with this, because, it's quite a big ask. But essentially what we're saying is, you know, most people who've had challenges with particularly drugs and alcohol and substance use and have been through some kind of system of treatment and who've perhaps had some challenging lives tend to have been described by all the people around them as sort of broken, you know, as incapable, as useless, as not able to. And they've often been treated like that. And what has happened to them, a lot of the people that I see, is that they've been told what to do. Nobody's really stopped to ask them what's really going on and what do they want to do. They've been told what to do.
Right.
And they've been told what to do because they've been seen as incomplete, if you like. They've been seen
yes.
as not able to make up their own mind, you know. And so
yeah.
the real pushback here is to say that when that person walks into that room, no matter where they are at, no matter what's going on in their life, no matter what chaos that they might bring in and describe to you, we do not make them incomplete.
Correct.
Okay?
That is a very big coaching principle. I hold you whole and resourceful and evolving forward. And I can see that is really at the heart of the Recovery Foundation work. We're going to cut to break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about our final thoughts. If anyone else has a question, you can reach us at 800-930-2819. We're talking to Anthony Eldridge Rogers of the Foundation for Recovery Coaching. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Vladimir Gerasichev, the creator of the Keep Your Word Project. Resistance is one of our natural habits. We have an expectation in our minds of how something should be. And when the expectation does not match the reality, there is an automatic resistance. And resistance can become the barrier to creating something new. I've learned that the most powerful thing is to be accepting. When you accept something, it means you are taking things the way they are right now, even though they don't match your expectations. Start noticing the differences between your expectations and what takes place in your life right now. When you notice these differences, it is easier to accept what is. And when you notice it, the resistance disappears. Go to my website at keepyourword.com or download my free iPhone app to help you start creating something new today. Keeping your word every day can change your life forever.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Welcome back to our final segment of the show. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. I'm Karen Florence, your host, and we are talking to Anthony Eldridge Rogers from Perugia, Italy this morning about recovery coaching. I'd like to read just one short poem that Anthony sent me, and here it is. Even if right now you feel broken, you are not broken. Even if right now you feel incomplete, you are whole. Even if right now you feel you are lost, there is a road home. I love that poem, Anthony, because it really, it addresses, as we were talking in the break, both sides of the street. We have the person who needs recovery, who needs to go into recovery. And those of us who are doing recovery coaching are saying, hey, you are okay. You're not broken. You are complete. You are whole. And everything is okay. So let's just do that really quickly, cross the street and talk about, I guess what I want to say is, what is meaningful to you on a very personal level about recovery coaching and what it means to society, what it means to culture, to the world?
Well, Karen, you know, as you were saying that, you know, the word that came into my head was respect. And I think that one of the things that is so powerful when I go into communities and start to train people to be coaches who are already in recovery, what really impacts those people who come from that addiction background is that for them, often they say, you know, this is the first time that I have really felt like I've been respected. This is the first time that I have felt like people have looked at me and not seen somebody who's less than, not seen somebody who's somehow a social outcast, somebody who should be ashamed, somebody who should feel guilt. I have been seen for who I truly am, which is a human being trying to make sense of my life. And I think that when we start to shift into that place and start to see that sitting in the middle of the coaching relationship and the recovery coaching relationship is this deep respect, this deep desire to connect with the dignity of all humanity that we all have and all have a birthright for, if you like, that we are born to. This really changes the whole nature and energy of the work that we want to do. And I think that it's such a powerful and enrolling idea, not just for a one-on-one relationship, but for, if you like, a social movement. If we like, we say, what would it be if we stopped sitting down and looking across, if you like, the road and making people wrong and making people less than and making them broken and so on? What if we actually started to look for the peace that we respect, for the places where we join and connect, where their experience is our experience, because we all, I think, instinctively understand what it's like to feel lost, what it's like to feel that we don't know what to do next, that we're caught up in a situation or a circumstance that we feel that we can't change. We feel that we're not able to, have, if you like, dominion or power over. And I think we all understand that experience. So when we step into that coaching relationship, the recovery coaching relationship, we are sort of dropping a pebble, if you like, in a pond of somebody's life. Because what and I'm sure you know this from the work you do, these principles are what I call sticky. You know, when one person starts to feel respect, really listen to at a deep level, when we stop telling each other what to do, you know, you should do this, Karen, you should do that. You know, when we stop doing that and we actually start to really listen for what their, you know, heart is calling for, we that actually becomes something that they then take out of their lives. They start to listen in that way as well. They start to understand the power of it and the importance of it. And, you know, they take it home and they take it into their communities. So really, recovery coaching and its principles and coaching's principles, for me, is as much a social movement as it is, you know, something that we bring to, you know, one-to-one relationships where an individual wants to change their lives. I think when whole communities start to speak to each other from that coaching framework, we will see a massive change in those communities. And certainly in the recovery communities that I work with, when we do the training, we bring these people together, they become a community and they start talking to each other like that. And they go back into their communities and they start generating different kinds of conversations. And that's very, very powerful.
And, you know, I believe that to be true about coaching in general. And so I'm really excited that it is morphed over into recovery coaching. You know, we have so many judgments going in our heads in society today. And we tend to, put people in their little boxes. And we have a judgment about them, and then that goes on to them. This is a whole different conversation. It is a whole different way of being with people. It is a different way for people to see themselves and to really stand in their power and not be broken. And I'm really, really excited about the work that you're doing. Tell us a little bit about the training courses that you do.
Well, the foundation has a principle. We believe that recovery coaching is so important and coaching generally is so important that it ought to be available to whoever wants it. So the foundation is a nonprofit. We essentially see ourselves as a social adventure, if you like, adventure, right? We're not a profit-making organization. And we offer trainings to people. Anyone who wants to become trained as a recovery coach can apply, and we will do our best to get them a place to do that. The training courses take people from entry level right up to very rigorous professional level of coaching, on up into becoming a trainer like I do, and also they can become recovery coach supervisors as well, you know, down the line. So we have the whole, if you like, journey for somebody to take into the becoming a professional coach. And what's really great about it, of course, they can coach anyone. They don't, you know, have to just coach people who are looking for recovery. They can coach anybody.
Right, right.
Any human
now,
being.
Right. So now we all know that you're sitting in Italy right now, but you do trainings in the UK as well. And what about in the United States?
Yeah, we just started training in February. We just started with some introductory trainings in the United States. There's going to be more coming up later in this year. There is actually a foundation for recovery coaching being formed as we speak in the U.S. and actually a number of other countries, Poland, Holland, France, Italy, and so on. So it's really an idea whose time has come, I think. And there are a lot of people out there looking for a different conversation around how to build recovery.
Right. And do some of the trainings, do they happen through teleclass? Does someone actually have to physically be in class?
We do have, the classes are typically face-to-face for the first early parts of the training. We like to really get into a room with people and, you know, be with each other and do the training that way. And then once that's happened, then the rest of the training becomes more teleclass and online learning driven.
Okay, great.
So making it as accessible as we can really that way.
Okay. We're getting close to the end of our show. So, Anthony, please give us your contact information. Anyone who is interested in recovery coaching or recovery training, how do they reach you?
Well, anyone who wants to can email me directly. My email address is info@recoverycoachingfoundation.com. That's info@recoverycoachingfoundation.com. So please, if you want to, you know, get in touch with me or get more information, please just email me, and I'll do my best to connect with you and to see, you know, how I can help you. And I did mention before the website, the Recovery Coaching Foundation. That's a .co.uk website. So just although my email address is .com, the best place to go for information at the moment is .co.uk. We haven't got our US site up yet, but it will be there soon.
All right, great.
So, yeah, that's it.
And also you can go to onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and get all of the information about Anthony, and just, you know, click on his name and it'll take you right to the foundation. So that information is right on our website. I also want to thank everyone for listening today on Purpose with Karen Florence. And those of you who have downloaded the Keep Your Word app, we're very excited about that. We've had a couple of upgrades to it already, and the feedback we've been getting has been really quite exciting. I want to leave us with one quote that my Bikram yoga instructor, Leo, always says in class. First, it's a wall until you go through it. Then it is a door. So thanks, everyone, for being with us, and we'll talk to you next week. Anthony, thank you so much. It's been a great show.
Thanks so much. Thank you, Karen.
You've been listening to On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for another transformative hour of On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence to discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. For more information about Karen and to download your copy of past shows, visit www.onpurposeradio.com or www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and live life on purpose.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby. Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your stop pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Thank you.
4. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world, one listener at a time.